علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha. And we are discussing the 87th sermon, which deals with the position of the communities and the situation of the communities before the coming of Islam and what Islam did to these communities. And this is going to give us an insight as to how Islam can give a solution to the problems that the world is facing today. One of those situations that Imam Ali alayhi salam explains and talks about in this sermon is where he says, وَشِعَارُهَا الْخَوْفُ وَنِثَارُهَا السَّيْفِ. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the communities at that time, their shi'ar, that means their vest, their undercloth, was fear. شِعَارُهَا الْخَوْفِ. That means these communities had something they were hiding under their shirts, and that was fear. And fear is something that was common, that every individual in that society had, be it the Roman Empire, be it the Persian Empire, be it the people that were living in the Arabian Peninsula. This was something common. This was something that was actually something that also could be one of the reasons why the communities had leadership, because the leadership there, unfortunately, was something that was thriving on fear. So the word says, وَشِعَارُهَا الْخَوْفِ.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when you talk about, when we sat and in the starting of this session, we said, وَشِعَارُهَا الْخَوْفِ. The communities at that time, they had a shi'ar, and that underclothing or the vest, their vest was fear. Whoever you turned to, whoever you looked at in those communities, they were afraid of something. Okay? When you looked at them, when you came close to them, they were afraid of something. Some people are afraid of being clobbered by the club or being whipped and lashed. They were afraid of the tax collectors coming to collect their taxes, or by the evil dictator trying to steal something from them, steal their land or steal their people, their women and children. Another one was afraid of the sword, afraid of the weapons, afraid of war. One was fearing to lose his wealth and money. Another one was afraid of losing his position. Another one is afraid of becoming poor. And yet another would be afraid of being alone and left alone in the community. Everyone had one fear or the other. Even those that were in power were afraid. And what were they afraid of? They were afraid of losing their power. So there was always this fear that existed in the communities. Those who are under authority, those who are under control of the leaders, they were also afraid of power, but they were afraid of being punished by that power. They were afraid of the oppression from that power. But one who had the power was afraid of losing it. This is something that was common. Such was the fear amongst the people that it was as if they were seeing the angel of death right next to them every time, feeling that something or the other will happen and the situation will change. That is the meaning of شعارها الخوف, that they had a vest, the community had, they were wearing the vests of fear. And that is what was hidden, the underclothing. The inside clothing of the community was fear. You don't see it from outside, because from outside, as the vest is not seen from outside, the vest is covered by the outer clothing. Similarly, those people who are afraid would not show their fear, but they would express it in other ways.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we said that the communities, Imam Ali alayhi salam says at that time, the people of the communities at that time, شعارها الخوف, their underclothing, their vest rather, was their inner wear was fear. That means they could not express fear. Rather, the fear was inside them. The fear was within. The fear was not something expressed, not something apparent. But you would see, for example, a people would not perform certain actions out of that fear. So although they would not show that they are afraid, they would not say that I'm worried or I'm afraid, but they would do things that would express that fear. For example, they would not go to a certain place, or they would not buy from a certain shop, or for example, they would give away information about their own very close relatives. This is because of the inner fear that existed amongst the people. This fear is something that was there. And if you look at history, you can see this exact statements are reflecting in those societies. This was what was happening, and this is how the communities were being led, unfortunately. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam said, that the thing that fed these systems was dead matter, was what was jifa, was dead matter. And then he goes on to say, وَنِثَارُهَا السَّيْفِ. Nithar means the external clothing, that means the outer clothing, that which covers the outer layer like a robe. What was that? That was the sword. Whatever you see from outside, whatever catches your eye from outside is that sword, is that military might, is that physical strength. So you see that those big communities at that time, the Persian Empire, the Roman Empire, you can see that outside they would show that grandeur, that military might. That was the external robe. But Imam Ali says the internal, the vest, the internal cloth that is there, the inner clothing is fear. You can see the outside, you know, a kind of, you know, exploding with power. But inside, there is weakness. And this was a time when Islam now comes and shines a light of hope, removes the fear, and tries to control the external, manifestations of false strength. Let us pray to Allah to help us to understand these statements. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه